Trump, Ilhan Omar hates Jews, terrible for Octafight NYC Amazon deal. By Joshua Kaplan on July 15, 2019. President Donald Trump on Monday tripled down on criticizing progressive Democrats, saying Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, hates Jews, while Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, did a terrible thing by helping to block plans by Amazon to build an expansive corporate campus in New York City. Somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia and ultimately came here and now is a congresswoman, is never happy, President Trump said in a Plan Made in America event. She says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews, it's very simple. President Trump then turned his attention to Ocasio-Cortez's role in blocking plans by Amazon to build an expansive corporate campus in New York City. If the Democrats want to wrap their bows around this group of four people, one of them kept Amazon out of New York, tens of thousands of jobs. Would have been a great thing and she kept Amazon from going, the president said. Tens of thousands of jobs in New York has not been the same since that happened. President Trump's comments come after he re-upped on his criticisms of the squad Sunday evening, saying it was sad that the Democrat Party rushed to defend the progressive congresswomen who often attack the United States. So sad to see the Democrats sticking up for people who speak so badly of our country and who, in addition, hate Israel with a true and unbridled passion. Whenever confronted, they call their adversaries, including Nancy Pelosi, racist, the president wrote on Twitter. Their disgusting language and the many terrible things they say about the United States must not be allowed to go unchallenged, he added. If the Democrat Party wants to continue to condone such disgraceful behavior, then we look even more forward to seeing you at the ballot box in 2020. Democrats went ballistic over President Trump's tweets about the progressive lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, called the president's tweets xenophobic, while 2020 Democrat candidates responded by calling them racist, disgusting, and un-American.